You know, today there are 7.9 billion people in this world, and each one of us is different. Some of us are different than others, and me being one of those few that are more different than the others, I never followed the crowds. I made my own way. You know, having been born in state of Punjab, and by the way, some of you have visited there and you remember half of my people. You know, you see a lot of IT people. They're all from South India. I'm from the Northwest. Half of my people are driving trucks, and the other half is in jails, basically because of making illegal liquor and things like that. But I was a little different. I was born in a small village, and it was a very remote place. And then from there, we moved to a small town with still semi-rural environment. And I was to take care of the household chores, including taking care of the cattle. And I was good in school. I got to through my college. And now there was I have to take this route or that route. Most or all of my friends wanted to go to medicine. And I thought that dentistry will be unique. And so one day I'm washing the cattle, and I got a telegram from the dental school saying, come tomorrow or else we're going to pull you out of the list. So I take a bus to a city called Amritsar, and I landed there. And as soon as I get down the rickshaw, a servant came running to me, said, Dr. Saini, where have you been? We've been waiting for you for almost a week. You know, I'm 17 years of age. Yesterday I was washing the buffaloes, and today I'm a doctor, you know. And it sounded very good, you know, it sounded very good. And, next 4.5 years were very eventful. I did well. And I was selected to come to United States. And now again, to study orthodontics. I was different. I had the opportunity to go to Harvard, related clinic, or I could come to New York. So I picked up New York, and rightfully so. A week or two later, I went in, because I wanted to be an orthodontist, went in for an interview at NYU. And I spoke with the head of the department, half an hour. We were going back and forth. And suddenly he says, Raj, I have never taken any student from overseas. And I said, why? He said, because I didn't realize, I could not believe that the foreign students can speak English and understand me. But you're doing very well. And how about that? And I said, well, Dr. Hamley, ever since the fifth grade, I never missed a John Wayne movie. And the guy laughed and laughed. His cigar fell down on the floor, and I was in. Well, I completed the education there, and then failing to get a job in India, which I really wanted to go back, and another person who came with me, we both wanted to go back and serve the country. And so I landed in, I came to Washington, D.C., and started teaching at Harvard University. It was very fruitful 4 years there, but it was time to move on. And I learned in my early life that I cannot be told, I cannot be a subordinate, I got to lead. And so I had to develop my own practice rather than working joining the army. It was Vietnam War era. And so I started looking, and there were two conditions. One was my wife's condition, that it has to be surrounding areas near Washington, D.C., because we had a large number of friends. The other one was that I should be able to listen to Washington senators on 101 WWDC, Johnny Holiday. I don't know how many of you remember that. And in the evening, you know, my wife and I will get in the car along with our first child, a daughter, on the back. And, you know, we went around, and Columbia barely made it. You know, as soon as we got on near Columbia, it started fading. So I liked Columbia. And a friend of mine, Charles Myers, who lived in all of US states, he took me to Columbia, brought me to Columbia, and I really fell in love with it. The open spaces, the newness of the town, the streams, the clear water, the lakes, and people being very friendly. And so the most important thing was, and Roush Company did not like to hear that we had a similar city that was built in India, state of Punjab, called Chandigarh in 1950s. Exactly 100% duplication of Chandigarh is Columbia. And I liked it. And so Charlie Meyer took me to the American City Building, and we went upstairs, and I met the rental officer of the Raj Company. So, you know, in those days, there was no rush by the medical profession to come into Columbia, but there were quite a large number of dentists who wanted to come in. And so I go up there, and the gentleman looked up from his work, and he said, "Oh, another dentist. There are 250 on the waiting list. You want to get in the line?" So, you know, I was cocky in those days, and still am, on some extent. I said to him, "John, I like this place. I like to be the first orthodontist here, and I'm coming. Line or no line?" So he looked at me, he said, "How come?" I said, "I don't know when, but I'm coming in." So I go downstairs, and Charles and I went to, you see, Columbia at that time, as somebody else mentioned, there were two villages on Columbia West, the Wild Lake and the Harper Choice. And the other side was just germinating. There was only the Thunder Hill Road with some houses and the Oakland Mills shopping center. So we went there. I went upstairs, and there was a new dentist, Dr. Freed. And he was not very busy. He opened up a week ago. He said, "Come on in. I will rent you my space." So I got my foot in the door without having to deal with any commercial places and all that. And next day, I met Dr. Pinnerman. Some of you who live here might have heard his name. He was the first dentist in Columbia. We talked, and we loved to talk. We talked and talked. At the end of it, he said, "You sound pretty good. I will give you a try." He retired because of health reasons in 2014. He kept his word, and I kept on trying to prove myself. And so the story goes on. You know, then the question was, where do we live? You know, most of our friends from Washington were moving to the posh areas of Montgomery County. And they were wondering, why do I want to go to Columbia? I said to them, "Listen, I want to work somewhere, and I want to serve the people. I want to be available. I want to be part of it." And so we moved into Columbia, I think it was September 1970. And I tell you, it was a wonderful event in our life. First of all, soon afterwards, we added two more children. Both are here. Both are in dental profession also. And, you know, we just flourished here, basically flourished here. Columbia had no hospital. It had no mall at that time. And we came in. And, you know, this was an era where gasoline was 33 cents. And, you know, the Vietnam War was going on. And you name it, and we were. Laugh-In was a very popular program on television. And so was Hogan's Heroes, my favorite. I still watch it once in a while. But having said that, Columbia really fitted us very, very nicely, because I wanted to give back to the community that I'm going to take things out from. And so I joined the FERN, the Family Life Center, the hospital committees as the hospital started coming in. In fact, the first president of the hospital, Bill Towle, was a good friend of mine. And as he was leaving, he said, "Raj, I will never make another hexagonal building," because the first part of the hospital was hexagonal, and they have always had difficulty extending it because of that. But then we found out that in Columbia, there were less than 5,000 people. And we found they were all very friendly, very open. They were difference blind. They were blind to where you are from, what your color was, how you spoke. They chitted with me. They chitted with me about my V's and W's and my speaking some language. I said, "How can?" And they said, "You can't say this word. This is not very good." They taught me. And what was the word? "Damn it." And I was saying to my patients, and one father really got up very angry. He said, "You can't use it." I said, "But I've heard John Wayne so many times." What can I tell you? And I don't know. The Rotarians will tell you that once I get to the microphone, I don't give up. I love it. Okay. Anyway, having said that, did you bell? Rang the bell?
Yeah, we did.
You did? Okay. Ring it again. So Colombians really adopted us. And I did not forget my profession. I welcome so many of my own competitors, Dr. Mark and Dr. Bonebreak, and I go on, and brought in some very good dentists into this town. Two of them retired last year, Dr. Schindler and Dr. Desai. I brought them into this town. And then I formed the Howard County Dental Association. Now I think we have close to 200 members in there. And I did not forget about Rotary. This had helped me. This organization helped me in India to get up. And I did not forget it. 2 weeks or so, towards the latter half of 1970, I go to the first bank in Colombia called the Columbia Bank. And they had the president, Bill Jefferson, I don't know, the old timers might remember him, was in a trailer. So I go to him and I see a Rotary flag on the back. So I talked to him about Rotary. He said, "You want to join?" I said, "I'd love to." And we went on and on. Then I also applied for a loan. 2 weeks later, he called. He said, "Raj, I have good news and bad news. The good news is that we have accepted you in Rotary." I felt very good. "The bad news is we turned you down for $5,000 loan." "You got no assets. You got a lot of things to paste on the wall, but you got no house." But I joined Rotary. Every Tuesday evening in my family was, "He's going to go to Rotary." And why did I like it? The people in there are so wonderful. Should I stop, sir? You can speak for a few minutes less. But anyway, I'll cut it down in a moment. These are the people who believe in mankind is one. We have helped so many organizations, including Columbia Festival of Arts, over the years with financial help and so forth. And we continue to do that. And I don't want to go too much into it, but these are the people I want to be in trenches with when the things are not going right. My one regret is that I knew most of the Rausch family, but I never met Jim Rausch. I wish I would have met him, shaken his hands, and say thank you for your imagination and how you come up with the idea about Columbia. Anyway, his foresight and his vision. I tell you, folks, we have grown a lot in Colombia in the last 53 years. We have lived through a lot of things, including the oil embargo and long lines and all that. I can go on and on, but this guy will pull the plug on me. But I just want to say that I can talk loud enough, you know. So anyway, I just want to say something, and that is that Columbia, the Howard County, they gave us the respect and the trust. And for that, my wife, I think she's sitting on the back. She's, I'll tell you. And my family, Dr. Tai is sitting there, my daughter is here, and my son-in-law, daughter, you know, we are grateful. We are grateful to Columbia, Colombians, Howard County, and Almighty United States of America. With that, long live America. Thank you.